Let's Get Local is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Tell me why.
It's time for the Dane by Local radio show, Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of Let's Get Local. More local stories, important events to talk about, people to highlight, as we have all these wonderful organizations and businesses in our community making it what it is. And that's part of what this show is all about. Again, we thank our sponsors, SUPEC and Evolution Financial. You can find out more about Sue at evolutionfinplan.com and all the incredible work that she does. And again, we love her monthly visits to update us on things as well related to her expertise. But let's kick off today's show. It's a fun show for you, pretty diverse show, and we're going to cover some important topics as well. But we start off our show today with Faith over at Live Well Video. Faith Dye, how are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Jason.
I had to pause a second. I remember I was looking at your name and I was like, wait, it's Dye, right? Okay, and I got it. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. I wouldn't have corrected you if you said otherwise anyway,
you're too
it would have been fine.
Yeah, you're too polite for that. Faith, tell us a little bit about your business. And I know it's evolved a little bit, but you've been really working your way into in helping local businesses, nonprofits tell their stories.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I own a business called Live Well Video, and I started 5 years ago, and it's really snowballed where I get to be a part of so many different stories with, local businesses of all sizes. And we basically focus on mainly their marketing videos, whether they use them for social media or for their websites or for their YouTube channels. Some businesses like to create courses. And so, you know, in that vein of marketing where they need video and it's something that, you know, is accessible and affordable, because traditionally sometimes video production is, you know, difficult to put into the budget. And so I wanted to be that person to make it fast and easy to do and affordable and something that can be done on a regular basis.
I love that, because you're right. There's so much that we can do with video, and it's such a great communication tool. Like you said, whether it's communicating things to the public or externally, or just communicating things internally, like you mentioned, it's such a great tool, but it has been very expensive and difficult, I think, for companies and especially small businesses and nonprofits to work in. So having an option, someone that can help them get that done and still utilize the resource, but in a more affordable way for them that fits their budget, I think is fantastic.
Yeah, I'm really happy to do it. It's been very rewarding, and I get to play with so many different businesses, and so it's been wonderful. But then I also wanted to have something available for businesses where sometimes you can't outsource, you just can't, and so they want to do it on their own. And you know, we're all used to throwing up our phones and doing like an Instagram style video, and people have been asking me to teach them. So now that's the next arm of my business, where I get to host workshops and come in, or have them come to me, and I have resources where they can learn how to do it themselves in-house, so that when there are times when you just want to produce yourself, you can do it. It doesn't have to be super expensive to get started. They can test the waters with making their own videos. And then when they need to pull somebody in on the vidding or the video, the filming or the editing side, then they can reach out to me. But then, you know, I just wanted to have some sort of compromise solution for them also.
I think that's fantastic as well, because it's when you've learned things, let me just say it this way, when you've learned something or you've developed a skill or you've kind of honed that, why do you want to just keep it to yourself? Like, sharing the information, I think, is incredible. I've always enjoyed that. I've always enjoyed kind of sharing the resources that I've gained. But it does so much for your customers. And that partnership, right? You're still there for them, Faith, when they need you, but you're also empowering them to take up the mantle themselves a little bit.
Right. Yeah. And so I'm really happy to do that because, you know, I get asked a lot of the same questions anyway. So I thought, why don't I create a workshop? Why don't I create a resource so that it can just serve for a long time? And because I was part of those marketing teams in-house for local business, and we had to learn it on our own. And there was no one, you know, live and in person that could actually help us. We, you know, we pulled together all these different resources. And I said, it would be really great if I could be that person that can actually do that, because I know what it's like. I've been on the other side of that. So that's what I've started.
Talking with Faith Dye, Live Well Video. She's the owner, founder, and has been working to help our local businesses and nonprofits of all sizes for quite a while now. Faith, you tell me a little bit about your philosophy and how you work with your customers and the experience working with you.
I want to make it fast and easy, and I want to make it simple. It doesn't have to be complicated, because we all are looking for the same kind of videos to promote our business, because you can always get bigger and more complicated, right? So a lot of times I always suggest a great starter video is to get a testimonial, because sometimes people don't like to go on camera themselves or speak about themselves, but we're all happy to sing the praises of somebody else. So if we had a happy client or a happy customer that would love to talk about us, that's a great way to dip your toe in the water of getting a video done. And so that's what I like to facilitate. Like, what's a really easy, simple thing that can be done? And if you're nervous about being on camera, how can we make that more comfortable? It's really important to me that people feel comfortable being themselves and talking about themselves on camera. But if they just aren't ready for that, a testimonial is a great way to go. And so that's what I start to help people with. And then it just grows from there.
I think it leads you into, again, some exposure, some experience, right, with that. And then you have... I've experienced a number of people even on the show, right, where you might have a guest and some are ask a lot more questions in advance and want to, you know, be prepared for everything. And I always talk to them in this term. I said, we're just going to talk about you, your passion, what you live and breathe and do. So you're the expert here. You're the leader. I'm just here to kind of connect the dots and, you know, wind you up for your way. But I want you to be comfortable talking about it because it's all about you.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and sometimes it just takes a little minute for them to find that. And then, but if you're the person that they can trust and lean into when they need that support, you know, it's really rewarding. And so I actually have a workshop that's coming up this month to do that very thing, to have us all in a room where we're all supported, maybe a small group, and we can just play and practice and get used to what it feels like to do that with my help. So that's going to be coming up at the end of the month. So, because some people will say, yeah, I'll do that, but they need someone in the room with them to help them get started. And so I thought the workshops would be a great way to do that.
How can people find out? Can they still sign up for it? Is it full? Can they get involved?
Yeah, no, I just opened up the registration today. It's at the end of the month. And it's going to be in Fitchburg. And so they can find it if they go to my Facebook. It's Faith Dye. Facebook.com/livewellvideo if they want to go to Facebook and find me and then reach out about it. If they're on LinkedIn, I have it on my LinkedIn post, and it's also through Eventbrite, so they can search for it. It's called Creating Professional Videos In-House.
And the date and time on that again, please?
It's on a Wednesday morning, June 29th at 10:30 till noon. And it's limited, it's small, but I may have a Zoom live stream option as well for those who can't be there in person. So, but if they just reach out to me, faith@livewellvideo.com, that's the easiest if they just want to email me.
We're talking with Faith Dye over at Live Well Video. Again, Faith has, you know, I've encountered Faith here for a number of years with Dame by Local events. Faith, you've been active in Dame by Local and you've seen the value in it. Tell us a little bit why it's important to be a member to you.
Oh gosh, the community is everything to me. Just having relationships with you and with Colin and everybody that's involved in Dane by Local, it means a lot. And I've always appreciated the support and the encouragement of small businesses, especially local businesses. I've worked on teams where that support was there for the people that I worked for. And now that I'm full-time with my own business, it just means everything to know you have a resource and a group of folks you can go to that you can trust.
Faith, why did you go out on your own? How did this come about? Because I know you were working, you know, you've done marketing, you've done different things. You were doing that for other businesses. But what made you make that step to go out on your own?
Well, when I first moved to Madison, I don't know if you even know this. I don't talk about it as much anymore, but I moved to Madison about 15, 16 years ago, and Madison was so welcoming. I moved from New York, and I opened a brick-and-mortar fitness facility that was 6,000 square feet, and I did that whole journey of finding a location and getting the lease and getting the architect and having the grand opening and hiring the staff and having to bootstrap your marketing and to network and to make friends and build relationships. So I come from that place of opening my own place and close it a few years later. So that's always been in my DNA to own my own business. And that one just happened to be a very large brick and mortar location. So after that closed, you know, it was just natural to me to go and help support and be on the teams of other local businesses. And I've been happy to do it all these years. And then it just happened that these last couple of years, I said, you know, I'm really excited to go out on my own again, because that's my true nature, is to have my own business. But I still have those relationships that I really value. So I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying doing this full time again, being a full time entrepreneur again.
Faith is great to work with. I can vouch for that. But Faith, tell me a little bit for people, like you said before, a lot of people are used to grabbing our phones, making a quick video. What can a well-made video do for a business, you know, where it's communicated well and it just, you know, it's up a notch from kind of just doing something quick on your phone by yourself?
I always encourage businesses to think about the long-term value of it and where can you use it for a long time, rather than just making a quick video and putting it on, say, your Facebook business page. Can we use it on YouTube so that it can be found and searched for on YouTube in the long term? I've made videos that are still there 2 and 5 years later. Because it was on YouTube, but then it can be added to your website from there, and then it can be added to your newsletter from there. It can be added to your email signature. So you can get a really long-term value out of a video if you just put it in the right places and think about it that way, rather than just the quick social media post.
That is Faith Dye with Live Well Video. Faith, if people are intrigued by this, or they just hear your voice and know that you sound lovely and they want to work with you or reach out, what's the best ways to get in touch with you?
I would say, please email me. I love that direct contact faith@livewellvideo.com.
Faith, thanks so much for your time. Thanks for being a Dame by Local member. And thanks for what you do for so many local businesses and nonprofits.
Well, thanks for the opportunity, Jason. It was really nice to talk to you. Thank you.
That is Faith Dye over again at Live Well Video. You can find her all over social media. And what a great opportunity for that workshop coming up, too. You can check out more about her online. Just look up Live Well Video, Faith Dye, that's DEY, to find out all about her. Man, good times. We've got an important segment coming up next. We'll hear from Keena Atkinson right after the break.